My favorite way to incorporate a sense of magic and delight into my daily life is through making what I'm already doing more magic. None of us need more on our plates. We do not need more things to do. Did you need more things to do? I don't think you do. I think you probably could use a few less things to do. Unless you're retired, and then you could probably use a little bit of structure to your day, and then maybe it looks a little different. Either way, I don't think any of us are looking to pile on the tasks on any day of the week, which is why taking what you're already doing and making it magic is one of the best ways to incorporate ritual, everyday magic into your life. If the word witch makes you feel full of power and excitement, if you love personal development but loathe boring love and light conversation, if a sexy combo of witchery and inner work piques your interest, you're in the right place. Welcome home, Magic Maker, and welcome to Expedition to Soul, the podcast brought to you by the Sisters Enchanted. Welcome in for today's podcast episode. We're talking about everyday magic. Do you know, way back in 2017, I think, early 2017, I taught our first, class. Let me back up here. Just back up. In spring 2016, I taught a mindset magic class. That was the very first thing I ever taught here at TSE. And one person signed up. One. And I actually, this is a story. I don't know if I've ever told this story. It was May or June. We started the business in May. I started the business with the idea was brought together by my sister and I. And then I think it was like early June. And I was flying with my daughter, who was a toddler at the time, to Ohio from Connecticut to visit my grandparents. And I was teaching mindset magic was the first class I was going to teach. And I was getting on the airplane and I said to myself, I'd been promoting it to whoever, anybody who was on our email list or social media, which wasn't a lot of people, and nobody had bought it. So I said, if no one is signed up by the time I get off this airplane, when we get there, and I didn't use the plane Wi-Fi or whatever, if no one signed up, then I'm not going to do it. And I think it was like $97 or something like that, but it was a couple weeks and I don't know. Anyway, and I got off the airplane, turned my phone back on, and someone had bought the class. And I was like, guess I'm in business. So I taught the class to that one person. And then right after that, I taught Divination 101 as the next class that I put together. And so I taught that and I had five or six people sign up for that. And then the next class that I put together was our first tarot class, which was our first successful class. It was a couple months in, and it was the first time that I did not spend more than I made in the business. And it was not by much. It was by a couple hundred bucks, maybe. That it was not negative. And I was so excited. Anyway, and then that spring I taught Everyday Magic, which was the first time that I had put a class like that together. So there you go. A little trip down TSE memory lane, and also a good reminder to keep putting one foot in front of the other, because nothing is easy out the gate for anybody. It takes courage, conviction, and commitment to make any big effort happen, and just gotta keep at it. All right. So as I was saying, no need to add more to your to-do list. So three ways that I love to make everyday magic: doing things I'm already doing. And I do this in a ton of different ways, like so many. But the three that I would say are the ones that happen most days for me are what I'm going to share here today. Now, the first one, and if you ask anybody who's been around the Sisters Enchanted community for like over a year, they'll probably share this one with you too, because it's one of the most utilized tips. You're probably already doing it, actually, if you're listening to this. And it's using your daily beverages as a point of ritual and connection and intention, and looking at them as these beautiful, empowered potions, as opposed to just something you're slurping down. So water, water infused with fruit and herbs, putting it in your ice and putting intention into it, creating a little crystal grid on your kitchen countertop that you can put your mug or your water cup or whatever in the middle of, and then turning this into this beautiful charging station for the energy of whatever it is you're trying to step into at this point in time in your life. Your coffee with some cinnamon, your tea, all of these can become these portals to experience if you just pause. That's like a poem. Portals to experience if you pause with these potions. And you can hold it and ask yourself, how do I want to feel after I have this moment with myself? How do I want to feel later today? What is the energy that I need right now? And then envision that filling you up as you consume your beverage. And I love this also because, you know, you likely would not take down a 40-ounce icy and think, I want to feel peaceful and empowered and like the goddess of my life, and then throw back a, I don't know, something that's not very good for you. So it also just helps us connect to what we need to feel the way that we want to feel. So I love that as my number one. Turn your beverage into a potion and connect. You're already, you have things that you're in the habit of consuming every day. Make them magic. The second one is when you're looking in the mirror, be aware of the thoughts you're thinking about yourself and maybe say some things out loud. It's a whole thing you could learn about mirror magic and reflecting things out or back into yourself. And every time you look in the mirror, you have the opportunity to look yourself in the eye and cast a spell with your thoughts, the words that you're saying. You know, how are you talking about yourself? What can you look yourself in the eye and say to help empower you to feel the way you want to feel and take the actions that you want to take? And just do that every day, looking in the mirror, make that moment magic. I think that there's this misconception that to do the witchy things that you have to have, like, I don't know, set aside an hour of time and all these special tools. You can do that. And that feels really amazing to do and like very empowering, very fun, very connected and sacred, and like do that. And also you're looking in the mirror. So utilize that time that you're already using to cast spells with your thoughts and your words and cultivate the energy that you want to be living in. All right. The third thing that I do to bring everyday magic into my life is work with tarot cards. So I don't do this every day, actually, but it's one of the more common things that I do. I mentioned in the last podcast episode that the thing I use every day is running through my chakras and my energy centers, but I'm doing that throughout my day. And I'm utilizing our 5-I thought work framework, like constantly throughout the day. But when it comes to tools external to myself, the beverages, the mirror, and then tarot would be one of those. And a lot of folks will ask the question, what do I need to know about today? Or we'll just pull a card of the day or something. And I love to ask the question, who am I today? And then either pull a card intuitively. So, you know, shuffle through the cards and pick one and then reflect. So if I pulled the three of swords, which is the sword stabbing the heart, right? If I pulled the three of swords and who am I today, then I'd want to be wary of my thoughts on this day around being let down and heartbreak and sad and emotional. Or maybe I am already feeling that way. And it's a reminder to me to not operate from that energy and to keep that in mind. Or you could intentionally pull a card, which is where you put the images face up and then pick one for the energy that you'd like to embody for the day, like the strength card or the 10 of pentacles or Or, you know, I don't know, the Three of Cups, maybe just an energy you want to embody. So who am I today? And then utilize the messages and the imagery of the tarot cards to help you tell the story of who you want to be, the energy you want to embody, and what you need to remember for your day ahead. So three ways to make some everyday magic are with your beverages, looking in the mirror, and with tarot cards. The other parts of magic making, this all goes into creating rituals also, little rituals for yourself. These little points in your day to reflect and to come back to yourself again. And through doing these practices, this is actually how we start to create a new vision for our future selves. This is ideation at play, where we are taking, you know, what is, what always has been. Like, we always do the same thing and have our coffee every morning. We always look in the mirror and think, I wish my hair didn't look like this. Or we always pull a card and just ask, what do I need to know? And then write it down and maybe don't really grow from it or don't change anything. When we utilize the tools as an experience to connect to the future, what we're doing then is using magic to help consciously create that future. And that is ideation at work. So what do you want to have happen next? And how do you use the tools to anchor you to that, as opposed to just using them as some way that reinforces the present that already exists or the past that you are trying to move forward from? Something to think about. That's a big question. All right. So that's everyday magic for you. Some tips, some ideas, something to try out. If you want to learn more about this, we teach about it in Holistic Witchery. So be sure to check that out. We'd love to have you. We talk a lot in that class about creating magic in your home, because where you live is basically one big altar space for your energy. And we go deep into that also, ritual and all the different associations with colors and crystals and candles. Oh my, it's so good. All right, y'all. Well, check that out. And until next time, thanks for hanging with me. And I hope that you have an enchanted rest of your day. If you love the podcast, be sure to leave us a rating or a review. That helps us to get the word out about all we're doing here at the Sisters Enchanted. Thanks for being part of our community, and we'll see you in the next episode.